I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Murphy, Steve Tasker here at One Bills Live, and Marcus Murphy joins us. Congratulations, Marcus. Found the end zone and played a lot yesterday. I haven't looked at the play number, but you had a lot of snaps in that game.
Yeah, I did. It was fun last night. You know, the first time we got to line up against some opponents, and, you know, we came out, and I think we did a good job.
Now, let's talk about the touchdown for a second. I watched it over again today. You had a little kind of hesitation move that I think set it up. You got a good block from Newhouse over on that side and a couple of others, I think Wyatt Teller. But I thought your little hesitation, it was like a jab step towards the middle and then you cut to the outside and made all the difference in the world on that play.
Yeah, I was just trying to read the blocks. They did a good job up front, you know, setting it up for me. You know, and I just did a little hesitation just to freeze the backer, and I was able to walk in.
Yeah, they did a nice job up front for you on that. And we've been talking about the offensive line because there's a lot of new faces up there, and they're trying to find the right five. We thought they played extremely well, and you're the biggest beneficiary. You led the team in rushing with 35 yards, 7 carries. You know, talk a little bit about the vibe going out, because this is the first time this team has hit the field. What it feel like?
It feel good. Just as an offense, you know, we've been working all camp. We've been trying to, you know, just stack the days and just continue to, you know, work hard, pushing up front, you know, get some blocks and just executing the run game and the pass game. And I think we did good. You know, we still have some work to do, but I think we did good for the most part.
Hey Marcus, you've been around the league a little bit with the Saints for a couple of years and played considerably, 13 games with the Saints a couple of years ago, with the Jets a little bit last year. Do you handicap, you know, the picture at running back, knowing, you know, you've got LeSean McCoy, you got Chris Ivory, and then it's you and a bunch of guys, right? I mean, do you look at that a lot when you're in training camp or even coming out of last night's game?
I mean, we have a very talented running back group. You know, a lot of vets in the room. You know, I just try to learn a lot from those guys and just come out and work hard every day. You know, you really try not to look at the depth chart and things like that. You know, just I focus on controlling what I can control and just making the best out of each day and just getting better.
One of the things coming in this game, nobody knew what this offense was going to look like, and we've been talking a little bit early in the show, but a lot of different people, a lot of different formations, a lot of shifts, splitting you guys out and then bringing you back in for the snap. But it all seemed to go, and we didn't see too many guys messing that up. That takes a lot of time and a lot of reps.
Yeah, we've been working hard, and that comes to focus. You know, we were focused just day in and day out, you know, just working on the small things, the technique, the fundamentals, and just applying it on game day. And I think we did well. Like I said, we still have some rooms and some areas to improve, but I think we did good for the most part.
It seemed like watching last night's game that maybe it was a little bit of a window into what Coach Daboll, the offensive coordinator, is trying to put in there, kind of a diverse, multifaceted approach, a lot of substitutions, and that keeps guys, even backups, depth guys, on their toes, I would think, not knowing, like, hey, now I'm in this package, right?
Right, and, you know, just everyone, I think it's like an all-hands-on-deck type of offense. You know, we have a lot of weapons. We have a lot of guys we can get the ball to in space and, you know, a lot of guys that can do good things, you know. So I like how he kind of rotated everybody and got a lot of opportunities for everyone.
Big thing coming out of preseason always, you came out all right? I was asking you before, you came out all right? No bumps, bruises, or shaving nicks, or anything like that?
No, just the typical, you know, after-game soreness. You know, took a couple hits, but I'm good.
Marcus, you must feel pretty good. Last night, you know, people watched and saw how you can contribute to this roster, but you did that last year, New Year's Eve, in the finale at Miami. You must feel like, I know what I have, and I've shown these guys, this coaching staff, what I have to offer based on your performance last year against the Dolphins.
I mean, like I said, you know, I just want to come out, and every opportunity that I get, I just want to take advantage of it. I work hard every day, day in and day out in practice, just learning everything that I can from the older guys, taking notes, and just trying to apply it to my own game. So any time that I get the chance, I just want to be able to make a play.
When do you guys head back to St. John Fisher?
We head back Sunday or Saturday night for curfew.
Let's talk about the return work just in the remaining couple of minutes we have here, Marcus. A lot of work on punt returns, but you did that. Punt returns for the Saints 2015, you brought back 28, including a 74-yard touchdown. So that's nothing new for you, right, running back punts, right?
Yeah, I did that a lot in college and even coming into the NFL my rookie season, my second season, I was doing punt returns and kick returns for the Saints. So I'm kind of comfortable back there. Special teams is a big part of my game. I just try to make a play whenever I have the ball in my hands, and if it's on special teams or offense, I just want to be a playmaker.
Kick returns in your resume a little bit too, and you were back there on some kick returns yesterday.
Yes, sir. He threw me back there. I was happy that I got the opportunity, and we really didn't have a lot of kick return opportunities to bring it out, but just being back there, it felt good.
What are the early returns? I say that. What are the early?
No pun intended.
What's the early opinion about how this new kickoff is going to be? Danny Crossman say? What was the vibe coming off the field?
Well, we only had one opportunity to bring it out, so it's kind of still hard to judge. It's still in the air. We're about to go to meetings now, and kind of figure out the things we need to work on. But it's still kind of. We still a work in progress.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus, before we let you go, I want to ask you, in high school, you grew up outside Dallas, DeSoto High School, a little bit south of Dallas, Texas. You had a pretty famous high school football teammate, Von Miller, former first-round pick. You went up against him in practice?
Yeah, I did.
What was that like?
It was amazing. I learned a lot from those guys. He was just as good as he is now. I'm for sure he's gotten better, but in high school, he was a dog, and just going up against those guys when I was young, I was a freshman and he was a senior. So, going against those older guys, it helped molded me into the player I am.
What was he like, a defensive end, linebacker?
He was a middle linebacker.
Middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Run all day, I bet.
Yeah, he could. He was a middle linebacker and he returned kicks.
How'd he do with that?
Man, he was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a superstar. Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with him at all, or
do
you cross paths at all?
I do. In the off season, we hook up a lot. We hang out. I haven't talked to him in a while since we've been in camp, but that's my guy.
That's great. Hey, continued success. Yeah. Best of luck to you, Marcus. Thank you.
Game last night. Stay healthy.
Thank you. I'll try. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, Marcus Murphy, Bills running back, who had the big game last night, both in return work and, of course, on the field as a running back. 7 carries, 35 yards, caught some passes too. 4 catches for 30 yards, and we thank Marcus for joining us on the show today. Thanks very much, Marcus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.